Hello and welcome to the Praying Wife podcast. I am your host, Corrine Cash, and I'm so excited to share a group session from the Praying Wife group with all of you. I pray that God blesses you.
Today, we're praying for God's peace over our lives, and we just want to stay right there for a few seconds or minutes to understand, and I'll read just a quick snippet inside of our guide. That says, as kingdom's citizens, as citizens of the kingdom of heaven, we have access to God's divine peace over every area of our lives. And as we study and as we meditate on God's word today, whether you're doing that on your lunch break, if you're finding time throughout the day, if you're scheduled to do it at night, whenever you're studying and meditating, think about how God's peace can enter into whatever situation you may be facing today, yesterday, whatever things that clouds your mind, that's constantly on your mind, that's bringing in a spirit of worry or a spirit of anxiety. Think about God's peace. Speak God's peace over your mind. We've been given peace. Peace is something as a kingdom citizen, as children of the Most High God, that we have access to. This is something that's just in the kingdom of heaven. It's literally there for us. But we have to always remember, as we go through trials, as we go through things, because that's what really disrupts our peace. When you have problems, right? Problems disrupt peace. When you have situations come up, when you have fight or whatever it is that's coming up against you, when you have a disappointment, when you have hurt, all of these disrupt your peace. But please know that peace is literally a prayer away. Peace is something that we as children, we have. This is an inheritance that belongs to us. We have the peace of God. And not just a regular peace, but it says a peace that surpasses all understanding. And that's one of the scriptures, Philippians 4 and 7. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, which means it doesn't even make sense. So you shouldn't have peace. If you were a part of the world, you should be in turmoil. You should be scratching your head. You should be not sure what you should do. But it says it transcends all understanding. And it will guard our hearts and it will guard our minds in Christ Jesus. And so this morning, I speak the peace of God over our hearts, over our minds. Whatever is happening, you know, we all go through our own specific struggles. And I'm sure like your struggle is probably not my struggle. In some cases, it may be. We all have worries that come up. Why? Because we're living in a world. We have responsibilities. We're wives. We're mothers. We are employees. We are, you know, family members. And so our lives are not going to be void of things that come to stress us and to get our minds and our hearts off of focus and just to get it just kind of filled with worry, filled with fear. But God's word says that peace, this is John 14 and 27, peace I leave with you. This is Jesus talking. My peace I give you. See, when he left, he said, I am leaving you with peace. I am giving you peace. And he said, and I'm not giving you peace as the world gives you. I'm not giving you a temporary peace of mind where you're just okay for this moment. And he says, do not let your hearts be troubled. This is our command. Do not be afraid. Now, he didn't have a clause in there that says, don't be afraid as long as everything is going okay. He said, don't be afraid, period. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Anytime when you find yourself in a position where your heart is troubled, where your mind is just out of whack and you just feel like there's just a lot going on and you can't grasp and you can't make any sense of it, speak the word of God. Peace. Jesus left us peace. He has given us peace. And he has commanded, he said, do not be afraid. Say, I will not let my heart be troubled. I will not be afraid. I refuse to be afraid. I refuse to be troubled. I refuse to have my mind out of order and whack. Why? Because I have been given peace. And I have been given peace that transcends all understanding, that is over my mind, that covers my heart. As long as we continue to trust, we have to trust in the God that we serve. Trust him to the point where we don't even care if we don't understand. Where we don't, it doesn't matter if I can't solve this problem. It doesn't matter if I honestly don't know how it's going to work. If I don't know how it's going to solve, it's not my job to worry about that. Because he said, do not be troubled. Do not be afraid. And in Isaiah, that's another scripture that we have for today, it says, you, and speaking with God, God will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast, steady, focused on him. Why? Because they trust in you. So today, my challenge is, if you are going through whatever situation, and I say whatever, you could put anything in there, financial problems, kid problems, husband problems, work problems, whatever it is, keep your mind steadfast on who God is and what he has already done. Continue to trust in your Father. Trust in the fact that you are his child. He doesn't want you out here in these streets worrying about what's going to happen. How am I going to pay for this? He does not want us to worry about these things. He has given us peace. And so anytime you find yourself in a position where your mind is cloudy and where you're doubting and you're really just lost, you don't even know the words that you can say. Keep your mind stayed on Christ, steadfast. Keep your mind steadfast. Say, God, I trust you. God, I don't understand, but God, I trust you. And I thank you that your peace was given to me. And I thank you for the peace. Call peace. I speak peace over my mind. Your word says that you have given me peace to guard my heart and to guard my mind. So I thank you for the peace. I thank you for the peace. I receive the peace of God. I call peace into whatever situation is happening into my life. He said he's keeping you in perfect peace. I speak perfect peace over every situation and over every area in my life. Why? Because I was given this as a child of God. This is something that I was given. And I was told not to be troubled. Do not let your hearts be troubled and not to be afraid. Peace, peace, peace. May the peace of God transcend upon us today. And the final scripture that we have was from Matthew 5:9 that said, blessed are the peacemakers. Why? Because they will be called children of God. See, when we live in the fact that we are God's child and we understand in the kingdom that we are just surrounded by peace, we seek peace. And so a second part of the challenge also, when you're entering into situations, seek a peaceful route. Don't, if it's a situation where there's talking involved, right? And there's, we call gossiping, seek peace. If there's a disagreement between you and someone else, seek peace. We are peacemakers, not adding fuel to the fire, okay? And again, it could be any situation, any he's right, she's right. All of that does not matter. Blessed are the peacemakers because they will be called children of God, God's children, as we all are. We know peace. We experience peace. We live in peace. And so if you don't have peace in your heart or your home or your mind today, I'm going to challenge you this day, meditate on these scriptures, speak and call the peace of God over your mind, the peace of God around your children, the peace of God around your heart, the peace of God in your home, the peace of God over your husband, the peace of God over your children. Call the peace of God. This is what we have been given. This is our right. We have peace as a right. And so call forth God's peace and trust in him. You might say, boy, it might be hard to have peace because this thing is due today and I have no idea. Trust in God. Peace comes from trust. When you know, you have peace about it. If you send your husband to the store and you're like, okay, I know I gave him the instructions, even though sometimes they don't follow. But anyway, you have peace because you know at least he's going to the store. So if you say, honey, I need you to get some milk, you know milk is coming. You don't have to worry about milk. Milk is on the way. Whatever it is, trust in who your God is. Trust that he sees you, that he knows what you need. This is your Father Heavenly knows before you even ask what you need. He clothes the birds and the lilies. He feeds them. He feeds the sparrow. Like, he knows. He's not short-handed. He's not short where he can't. His hand can't, like, it's not stuck where it can't reach where you are and where we all are. He's omnipotent. He's omnipresent. He knows all things. All he asks us to do is to trust in him. Trust in him as you're going through whatever situation it is you're facing today. One of my favorite scriptures where it talks about when we go through the hard times, the difficult times, the waters, the fire, it says he is there. When you go through the desert, the dry places, he is there making a river. It's not that he's taking you out of the situation. It says he will provide the peace as you're going. He will provide the comfort as you're going through. He will make the provisions as you're going through. Because some things that we face are for our good. They help propel us to our purpose, to our potential. And so there's some things we're going to have to experience, not just because it's something that we deal with from the world, but it's for our growing up. It's for us to learn. It's for us to continue to learn how to trust in him. Even when we don't understand it, even when it doesn't make any sense to our human minds, God says, trust in me. And as you trust in me, the peace will follow. Trust in God, peace will follow. And declare and speak out of your own mouth. Our words are very powerful. We always say words are powerful, so be careful what you say. But always remember, words are powerful. So make sure you are saying, make sure you are speaking things over your mind and over your heart and over your life that you know God has already issued us in his word. Speak God's promises over your life. Speak. This is Jesus said, I am giving you peace. I'm taking that to the bank. I don't know about you, but that we can cash and be assured that this is what we have. He's given it to us. I receive the peace of God. I receive his perfect peace. And today I make the declaration that I will not let my heart or my mind be troubled. And I refuse to, and I will not be afraid. God's peace is upon my mind. God's peace is in my home. And I challenge you to do the same today. I challenge you to do the same as you are on your job. I speak peace over my job. I speak peace over all of the employees, over my coworkers, over my boss. I speak peace. Speak peace. Call that into your mind. Make that a part of your lifestyle. Because as the in the kingdom, this is what it is around. There's peace. There's a tranquility. There's just the love and the joy of God.
Thank you for tuning into this episode of the Praying Wife Podcast. I pray that you have been blessed by anything that you have heard today. If you have any questions, you can always reach out to us on our website. You can follow us on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. We're all there. We have women that are ready to pray for you. There's a community of women just waiting to surround you with love. And so please always remember that you are beautiful, you are powerful, you are made in the image of God, and you are loved. I'll see you next time.